We have our regular guest, Fiona Nolan from Northside Enterprise Centre, and Suzanne Thompson from Sluggers to Joggers. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
Fiona, tell us a little bit about...
Well, I was first introduced to a group called Sluggers to Joggers by a friend of mine in January because, as you know, John, I'm a bit of a health nut.
Yes, yes,
one of my little hobbies. And I started to run, but I was running on my own. And once you get to a certain point, you need to kind of somebody there to push you along. As a lot of you out there know, it's about motivation and getting up and doing it. So one of my friends said, why don't I join this group called Sluggers to Joggers, all women based out of Airside in Swords, and they've different levels and they're a great group. You can go along, there's lots of other events that you can get involved with, all focused around networking, getting to know other women, making new friends, keeping healthy and fit, and also setting a good example for your family, because a lot of us are mothers with young children. So off I went, and I've been inspired by it. And the reason I asked Suzanne, would she be interested in coming along to speak to you today, is Suzanne's the founding member, is that it's a real example of social entrepreneurship. So we're back to that word again, John. And social entrepreneurship are people, are entrepreneurs, are people, are companies that work in the not-for-profit sector. So, for example, the Northside Enterprise Centre would be an example of a not-for-profit social enterprise. And Suzanne demonstrates very much what social entrepreneurship is about as an individual who saw an opportunity to do something good. And it's not based on, your outcomes are not based on how much money you've raised. It's very much based on how many participants have we got, how many of them are active, and how many of them are benefiting from what we're doing, and what's the knock-on effect into the community. So there's lots happening, and I'm not going to take up too much time, because I think I now will hand over to Suzanne, who'll talk to you about the origins of it and where she is today with it.
Suzanne, you originally started off to raise funds for a local school, is that right?
We did.
How long ago was that?
In February, 2 years ago. We had our second birthday, February just passed. We started originally with five mothers who were to raise money just for a local school, which was Holywell Educate Together. They just started a new school there and they hadn't much funds. So we raised money to help get sports equipment and library books. So when we first started out, we put it out to the mothers through the PTA, and then we put it out to the local community. And within a week we had 20, and then we had a 16-week training programme for the ladies' mini marathon. That was our aim. And we grew to 70 ladies for the ladies' mini marathon, and we helped raise over €5,000 for the school. So after that, then we decided there were so many women getting positive results. So we decided then to keep it going, and we had lots of ladies then coming on board, and we grew a volunteer team of about 20 of us. Now there's about 50 ladies who continuously volunteer for Sluggers to Joggers. So we're growing. Every 2 months we start a new programme. It's an 8-week program. You learn how to go from your couch to 5K over these 8 weeks. You start off very slow, and gradually each week you build up, and we volunteers within the group who become leaders. And let's just say it's completely free. You don't have to spend a single cent, just invest in a good pair of runners. And within 8 weeks, you'll run 5K.
So hence the name Sluggers to Joggers.
Sluggers to Joggers.
From the couch out onto the road.
Yeah, we still call ourselves Sluggers. Even the ladies who are doing marathons. We had 14 ladies participate in Dublin City Marathon last year. So we're not just for beginners, we're for all levels. But our 14 ladies, they still call themselves Sluggers even after doing a 26-mile run.
There's definitely not Sluggers after a 26-mile run. So tell us, you center like the Women's Mini Marathon. Would you be fundraising for charities there?
Well, when we first initially started out, we fundraised just for the school for the first 16 weeks. After that, there was so many mothers. There was mothers within the group who didn't even have children in the school, and they still made a contribution for what they were getting back from the group. But after, when we first met after that first initial the ladies' mini marathon, it was agreed amongst the group. The group has belonged to every single member, so we ask for input, and many ladies felt it's difficult because we do a different run every month. It was difficult to be asking friends and family constantly for money. So our contribution to charity is when we stopped fundraising ourselves, but now our group has an event every month. You don't have to participate if you don't wish, but the many runs that there is, they're all for, majority of them are for a charitable cause. So when we pay an entry fee into a run, usually some of that is contributed back to different charities.
Yeah, so as well as being this fitness thing, it's a social thing as well.
Definitely. We do like a party at Sloggers for Joggers.
Yeah.
We try to plan. It's a huge social thing from even ladies who are, I mean, we only spoke this morning about how many ladies within our group. At the moment, we're sitting at about 279 active ladies. We clean up our group every month with inactive ladies. So we've, as I said, 279 within that group. Many of those are ladies who've moved from different countries to Dublin. They're settling in. They don't know people. And the group has literally changed their lives. From a social aspect, they come out, they join a group, and then they find friends, neighbours, people within the community, other mothers. So it's not just about running. We have the social, which is the social side, which is the friendship, getting people out from the house. And then also we do arrange parties every couple of months with any excuse that we can. February, we held an awards night. To reward anyone who has helped within the group. We had an awards evening and we had a gala night where we all got into ball gowns at the Maldron Hotel at Dublin Airport. So it was lovely, lovely evening. But we do like to have a party every few months as well. So we see one another in ordinary clothes or glamorous clothes, should I say.
Oh, you look great with your clothes on. If anybody was to listen to us saying that, it sounds a bit weird.
Usually we see one another in lycra and sweaty. Yeah.
Coming in at the wrong moment there. You know?
So it's
fantastic.
It's an amazing concept. And the fact that it's grown so quickly means that the interest level is there. And also, what's very interesting about it is the way it's structured, and I think it's kind of grown organically, that, you know, you must come along at least once a month and sign in. And if you don't sign in, you're not included in the private group on Facebook, because that's the mechanism through which the information goes out. So from an organisational point of view, there's a tremendous amount of work. So it is like running a small business.
Mm-hmm.
There's without the headache of having to make money, profit.
Yeah.
And then looking for, you know, welcoming ideas coming in, looking at how we can value those ideas and activate those ideas so that people feel that their inputs are being appreciated. And this happens. I've seen it in action. I've seen people suggesting that we do this, that and the other. And the most recent thing is the Shamrock Shuffle. Maybe you'd like to talk about the Shamrock Shuffle.
Yeah, so Fingal County Council think it's an amazing thing that we've created. They've tried to get a lot of women within the area active, and they just can't believe that we've a group. When they first found us, we had 200, and they were like, how have we not known about you guys? So since then, they're really helping support the group, but they have asked us to participate. Last year, we walked in the parade in Swords, and this year again, we'll be taking part a walk in the parade. But they have asked us to, they're going to hold our first official Sloggers to Joggers run. We're calling it the Shamrock Shuffle. It's a 3k run to open up the parade and start the celebrations on St Patrick's Day in Swords Village.
That's fantastic.
So it's absolutely brilliant.
It is absolutely brilliant.
And John, if you come along, you'll have the pleasure of seeing me dressed up as a shoe.
As a shoe.
A massive big pink shoe. So come along with
Fiona's
your grandchildren.
Fiona's volunteered to be a runner.
Yeah.
Literally a big runner. Costume.
As a runner.
So they're going to run as a runner.
Yeah,
very
so
good.
It's trying to encourage as many of the listeners out there to get involved. Come along on the day, cheer us on, look out for me in the big shoe, and become part of what is a real success story. And if any ladies out there are interested in giving it a go, Airside, Mondays and Thursdays, 8 to 9.
Yeah, well, we have a new group that starts. So we won't start a new group till it's Monday the 6th of April is our next group. If you're an experienced runner, you're more than welcome to join us at any stage. But if you are a beginner, you need to start with a beginner program. So our sign up night will be Thursday the 2nd of April, and the sign up night will be at Premier Inn Hotel. That's the Thursday before the Monday we kick off. So you'll sign up that night, you'll get meeting with your leaders, and then we kick off from Monday the 6th of April. So that's our next beginner. We start a new one every 2 months, and we don't do any over the summer months then because of the holidays. And just volunteers, it's difficult enough to get volunteers, never mind when people are on holidays. So that's our next beginner program. We have a Facebook page, we have an Instagram page as well, so you can find us and message us there, and we come back with details.
And what's the address for that, Suzanne?
So Sloggers to Joggers is our address on Facebook, and the same on Instagram as well. And we're on Twitter too, which is Sloggers to Joggers as well. Yeah.
So Slugger to Joggers. Sloggers for the three sites. Yeah. So if you could let us have that information about your sign-up nights and stuff like that, we can remind people.
Brilliant.
Coming closer to the time.
Brilliant.
Listen, is there anything else you want to add, Susan?
No, that's it.
Just to come along and the Sword St. Patrick's Day Parade has grown, and Suzanne said to me that there's like thousands of people will be there on the day, and come along and cheer everybody on, but especially the ladies in pink, the Sloggers to Joggers, will be there from...
You'll be all out in your pink, yeah?
Yeah, we kick off at about 10:45, but if you want a good spot to see the parade, we would suggest coming to the village between, 10:30 and getting set up to get a good spot, because it's, there's thousands out, definitely. All right.
Alison, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having us. Thanks, Joe.